You're listening to Voice of the Shoe Swap, and this is one of a series of interviews with candidates in the upcoming federal election. The election will be taking place Monday, April 28th, and we urge every listener, in fact, every eligible citizen, to get out and vote. There are several ways you can vote: at an electoral office, in advance polls, by mail, or on Election Day. For more information, please go to elections.ca and click on How to Vote. CKVS doesn't take a position on who to vote for, and to be entirely fair and impartial, we ask all candidates we interview the same questions. We hope their answers will interest and inform you as you prepare to cast your vote.
I'm Tom Grady, and today we're delighted to have Michael Henry with us here in the studio, who is running as the candidate for the People's Party of Canada in the upcoming federal election in our riding of Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies. Welcome, Michael. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having me.
So let's get right down to the questions. People have called this one of the most important elections in Canadian history. How do you feel about that? And how do you feel about being caught up in this moment?
I agree that it is one of the most important elections in history. We've had 158 years of governing, just about. 95 of those events have been governed by the Liberals, and I think 63 have been by the Conservatives. So it's been a red-blue type of scenario. I think there's an element of globalism there that is something that the electorate has not bargained for over the years. And so the People's Party of Canada is here to give a nationalist voice and an option. I felt obligated to run when I was asked by Maxime Bernier, leader, sort of like a duty of care, if you will, because I want to make sure the people of the riding have another choice.
So let's talk a bit about how you got to be a candidate. Were you involved in politics or interested in political matters before this election?
Long-time voter, first-time candidate. And I got involved because of the mandates and the lockdowns. I did follow Maxine when he was running against Andrew Scheer for the Conservative leadership. And I've been following them and supporting the People's Party ever since. I like their policies and platform, and it most reflects my values and my principles. And through the mandates, I met Maxine at a couple rallies in Vancouver, and I first applied to be a candidate in 2023, and then he phoned me and asked me to run in this riding just recently. So I was more than happy to do that.
Now let's move on to talk a bit about you and your background. Were you born in this part of the world?
Yeah, I have heritage going back to 1914 when my great-grandparents immigrated from Scotland and resided in Revelstoke. I was born and raised there. And
So what was your life like growing up in Revelstoke?
I felt very fortunate. I had the best of everything. We had a wonderful environment to grow up in. I often played hockey. It was my sport, if you will. I played some junior hockey up there, and the schooling was good. The friendships were great. I had to move away. I actually worked on the hydroelectric project when it was being constructed. And I think it was about 1985, I had to relocate just for pure economic reasons, and have spent most of that time in the Langley area in the Lower Mainland.
Tell us a bit about your family. What kind of family were you born into, and what's your living situation now?
Happily married to my high school sweetheart. We've got three adult children. I have three grandchildren. One more on the way. My wife's family's throughout the shoe shop also, and we spent a lot of time here. It was a great. I feel very fortunate growing up in Revelstoke.
And since living in this area, what sorts of work and other activities have you been involved in?
Well, I'm a building technologist. I've got a bachelor and master's degree in construction management. I've done a lot of energy savings performance contracts over my career, and it's taken me all across Canada and the United States. In 2007, I was on a team, got to go to the White House to accept an award for federal energy management for the Bureau of Land Management, and have a certificate on my wall signed by George W. Bush, and something that not too many people have.
And what keeps you here?
Well, British Columbia to me is the most beautiful place in the world. I've seen a lot of the world, and it's just the natural beauty. I love the people. Especially this riding, the Kamloops-Shuswap Central Rockies, it's a recreational gateway. So it's self-evident that why I want to be here.
Good. Let's talk a bit about being a candidate. Have you gone through any kind of a training program?
No, actually, I haven't. I mean, the People's Party does have an academy. Getting my nomination from the party, I've got access to the resources. There's various schoolings and stuff that they put on 2-3 times a week. Right now, it's live. Every day, you could jump in and ask questions and stuff like that. So there's good support there, and quite frankly, the policies, they're downloadable 2-page PDFs. It's easy to pick it up.
And what's a typical day like for you right now?
Busy, very, very busy. Obviously it's a small operation, my campaign, and it's mostly family. And example, yesterday would be getting up about 4:35 and hitting the road to do some canvassing in the eastern part of in the southern part of the riding. And the highway interruptions, getting around Sikkimoose right now is it plays into everything. Everybody's got to deal with it, so I'm not complaining. I'm glad the highway's being repaired, but it's just campaigning, news conferences, events. We had Max Bernier in Kamloops last Friday for a meet and greet, which went really well. There's no time for rest, really, and that's good. It's a short period of time. It's what, 6 weeks since the writ dropped to the election. So I'm more than happy to be part of that.
And is being a candidate like you thought it would be?
I think, yeah, it is. I think it's a bit more, I didn't think it would be as much work, but it is, and I'm happy to do that. I've often been accused of being a workaholic, so I semi-retired last October, so I had the time on my hands, and like I said earlier, I felt like I had a duty of care to step up, and I'm happy to do so.
What are three goals that you're proud of achieving since you've become involved in the public sector or in community activity?
It wouldn't be specific to this riding, but, as my kids grew up, I became, I played hockey I got my coaching certificate, and I participated in minor hockey for a good number of years in the Lower Mainland. I'm proud of that. I've gone to a number of coaching seminars, and I like participating where we're trying to help our youth and to grow up and be good members of society. There's an event in Golden on the 23rd. I thought this was very innovative, that the high school is having a mock vote and invited the candidates to participate in a forum before they do their vote. And I welcome those kinds of things. You know, I think for the school to do that takes a little bit of courage. It's outside the curriculum a bit, but elections don't come by every year, and I'm more than happy to participate in something like that.
What particular qualities do you feel that you bring to your candidacy, not just what the party's looking for, but the qualities that you have personally that make you a suitable candidate?
Great question. Thanks. I'm one of these guys that I seem to thrive in chaos, and being, you know, in the construction management environment, you know, finding the terms of reference if they're not there, and finding, you know, what you're supposed to be doing from A to B, and putting that all together from everything from you know, like the terms of reference, the scope, the pricing, the required engineering, the permitting, there's so many things that go in, that are part of that. So my technical background, you know, I think I could help the Government of Canada in the procurement sector, in the asset management sector. I bring skills there that I'd like to think there isn't a lot of us out there. So,
And what particular policies of the People's Party of Canada do you feel most strongly about, or what ones resonate the most for you personally?
I think we need to get a handle on immigration. I like that policy. The housing component and the cost of housing is through the roof, you know, as far as supply and demand goes. I like our tax incentive for income tax. We are looking at, you know, 15% income tax on the first $100,000 and 25% on anything over that. I think that's fair. It's it will help go a long way for everybody from seniors to young people to maybe not have to have that question of food or rent this month type of thing. I like all of our platform policies. Those two kind of stick out. I like the fact that we want to run a balanced budget. I don't like subsidies being given out. There's many things in there. I just don't have them at the tip of my fingers, but I did bring my book if you wanted me to get into them.
You're running for a national party, mm-hmm. in a national election, and two important issues are affecting all voters in all parties: the climate crisis and the actions of the current U.S. government led by Donald Trump. So let's deal with them in turn. The changing climate and increased extreme weather events. How will your party deal with this very serious problem?
The People's Party of Canada doesn't agree with the climate alarmism that's out there right now. And beyond that, you know, we would get out of the Agenda 2030 and the Paris Climate Accord. We think that there's made in Canada solutions for as they occur can be resolved as they occur. You know, the CO2 carbon capture, things of that nature, we don't buy into that policy. You know, with the global warming issue, the PPC will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord and abandon unrealistic greenhouse gas emission reduction targets that are being imposed by those entities. We'll stop sending billions of dollars to developing countries to help them reduce their emissions. We'll ensure the carbon tax never comes back. We'll abolish green subsidies for technology and let the private sector develop profitable and alternatives. will invest in adaptation strategies when problems arise as a result of natural climate and change, and will prioritize implementing practical solutions to make Canada's air, water, and soil cleaner, including drinking water for remote First Nations communities.
And how do you feel about all that personally?
I'm on board with that. Absolutely. I'm okay with that.
The U.S. government under Donald Trump is disrupting many aspects of that country's constitution and government. How will your party address specifically this ongoing situation and its impact on Canada?
We don't want tariffs at all. So we would negotiate that. We wouldn't try to poke the bear, if you will, and get into a trade war. I don't think we're fit to win it. They're just too big and too strong. And you know, tariffs and counter tariffs just hurt us as the end consumer. I've said a few times along the campaign trail, and you may recall back in September 11th, 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush, the senior one, did a State of the Union type of address, and he talked about there's going to be a new world order, and they will be successful, as he said at that time. And it took 25 years for the American people and Donald Trump, you know, the American people gave Donald Trump the mandate to recognize that the one world order doesn't fit into the constitutional republic that America is. And you know, in his first term, he got out of the World Health Organization, and he got he stopped the participating in the Paris Climate Accord, and it was subsequently reinstated. And again, now in his second term, he's there. I think the U.S. has many, many global challenges, and I think Trump is trying his with due diligence to address as many as he can, but. They have some significant financial, getting their finances in order, as Canada does. And so, you know, for us and them being our biggest trading partner, I think it's important that we try to work with them.
What other issues that are national in scope, or even international, for that matter, do you feel are important?
Well, the whole globalist mindset that, you know, it appears that the other parties are adhering to. We're a nationalist party. We don't want to be part of the World Health Organization. We don't want to lose that autonomy if events come down to it. We want made in Canada type fixes. And like I mentioned earlier about the Paris Climate Accord and the Agenda 2030 and the World Economic Forum, we want a made in Canada solution.
What issues do you feel locally, meaning within the riding, are the dominant matters that you'll focus on if you're elected?
Well, there's two time zones, there's three national parks. It's a corridor, you know, from Kamloops to the border. It's a recreational gateway that I've said earlier. I think stewardship on the environment is important in this riding. And I think getting rid of interprovincial trade barriers is an important feature. Going down, we've advocated for an interprovincial trade minister, if you will, just to address those issues and use the Constitution to reduce those trade barriers. And I think those are important issues. Certainly the Trans-Canada Highway Corridor is a major factor, and getting that through three national parks is a challenge. But I look forward to being the MP and addressing those issues.
What's one thing, or perhaps two or three things, that you'd really like to accomplish if you were elected?
Well, I want to move towards getting away from the deficit spending. I think that we've got too big a government. I would like to see government, federal government, getting out of the overburden, the bureaucracy, the red tapes that are imposed right now by the federal government on provinces, on municipalities and communities. And that's what I would like to see happen over the next bunch of years. Grab back our sovereignty and make things made in Canada, you know, keep our tax dollars here and make them work for Canadians first.
And how would you intend to try and achieve those goals if you're in office?
It's an interesting question. I you know, being a first-time candidate, haven't given that too much thought. I mean, first and foremost, we want to get some seats. And, you know, the People's Party of Canada is a movement, a grassroots movement. And if we can get traction and get a number of seats, that's a positive step. And we'll start dealing with those things on day one.
And how would you see your days going if you were elected?
Busy. Listening to the constituents. First and foremost, we won't have a party whip. My votes will come based on the conscience of the people in the riding. And I'm all ears. And it's been wonderful just campaigning and meeting so many people. There's so much diversity in this riding. It's just amazing. And wonderful people. And to listen to them and to get a feel for what's concerning them, that's going to continue with me. You know, I don't think we'll form government. Pretty sure of that. But like I say, if we can get our foot in the door, I think I can make good things happen.
If you were elected, would you support funding for community radio and public broadcasting, such as the CBC?
No, our policy, funding for legacy media, such as the CBC, no, we wouldn't support that. Community funding, you know, case-by-case scenario, if it makes sense, you know, if there's certain parts of the country that that need some form of media, you know, it may be warranted, but it would be on a case-by-case basis. We generally don't want to give subsidies. You know, we think it's we think there's better ways of making use of that money.
And the last question, if you're elected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
Well, it's the way I've come into this is because I felt I had a duty of care to give the people of this riding a choice. I would like to think at the end of my term that people will remember me as being fair, standing up for freedom, standing up for responsibility, and standing up for respect of individuals and hearing them out and trying to make things better, more efficient within the riding.
And that's the last of our questions. Thank you very much, Michael, for taking the time to come into the studio and share your story with us. And good luck in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much.
This is CKVS FM 93.7, the voice of the Shuswap, and you've been listening to our interview with Michael Henry, who is running as the candidate for the People's Party of Canada in the upcoming federal election in our riding, which is Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies.
Once again, we urge you to vote in this very important election. You can find all the information you need about voting by going to elections.ca. You can hear our interviews again with all the candidates who consented to being interviewed by visiting voiceoftheshuswap.ca, clicking on podcasts, and scrolling down to 2025 federal election coverage. Thank you for listening.